We're on that, Pei Beis, Amud Aleph. We have two Taisvis in that Pei Beis. Then we'll see the Taisvis in that Pei Beis, Amud Beis. The Gemara had wanted to say that the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, is in Shmuel. Let us just see the Lashon HaGemara from 1 minute. Leime b'dolei shavim mashkin shir zuzi u'b'dishmu kamiflegi. The mashkin is not shove the shavius of the chayiv. The machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is if we hold like Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel Haiman the oisvei alfei zuzi lechavrei Onach lei kata de magla ilavayu. Ovat kata de magla ovdu alfe zuzi. So Rabbi Kiva is speaking about the mashkin is not shove the shavius of the choy. And Rabbi Kiva holds that like Shmuel. And Rabbi Leza doesn't hold like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Ibidalei shavi mashkin shir zuzi, the kolalmi leslu de shmu, vachi bidi shavi shir zuzi, vikamiflagi bidi rabbi Yitzchak. So let us see Taisus. Loi de kolalmi leslu hu de shmu. The Taisus, now we're going to get an insight in Shitash Shmu. The Perek Shmu is hadayonim porech le shmu. Shmuel holds, that if, that even though the mashkin is not shove the shavius of the chayiv, afalpikin, if he loses the mashkin, he cannot be goyve the whole chayiv. So the Gemara porich leShmuel, the Gemara asks Akasha and Shmuel from a Mishnah. Midisnan, the Mishnah says, Sela he'll be sicha olo, v'shekel hoyo shove. The malve tells the loive, I lent you a sela, which is 4 dinrim, and the mashkin I received was worth a shekel, which is 2 dinrim. So what is pshat? So the malve is teiveya, so he said, listen, the mashkin I lost, but al kaponim, you owe me 2 dinrim for the chayt. Ba'lo oimer, and the loiva says, loiki, I'm sorry, the mashkin was not worth a shekel, elish loisha dindrim hayashove. It's worth 3 dindrim. So, the loiva says, I owe you a dinner. The malva says, you owe me 2 dindrim. It's chayiv. So the loiva is mechuyiv to sway, is a maida bemiktis. So the Gemara asks, am I, according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds that even though the mashkin isn't shove the demei achayit, afal pikein, if you lose the mashkin, you lose the whole chayit. So what is the whole shakla v'tarya? How much the mashkin was shove? It's irrelevant. The minute the malva lost the mashkin, he lost the whole chayit. Am I leimalei hokibalte? You were mekabel already the whole chayiv through the kabbalas hamashkin, and when you lost the mashkin, I don't have to pay you anything. Vigoras besforim, so the gilse in the Gemara in Shavuos is v'chein pirish bekuntres, and Rashi in Shavuos is also mafarish like this. Masnisin bide porish. The Mishnah that says that the Malve does not lose the whole Chai to the Avedis HaMashkin is when he said Beferish that I won't lose the Chai B'Avedis HaMashkin. Ki Tomar Shmuel B'Doloi Polish. Shmuel hold Mistome it's Oved HaMashkin Oved Al-Fezuzi. That's Shitash Shmuel. If he didn't say anything, automatically he loses the choyf. And the Mishnah is speaking about that the Malveh said beferish that I'm accepting the mashkin, al das, that when I lose the mashkin, I'll only lose keneged the mashkin. Lahai girse. So according to this girse, Oshi Shapir is very good argument. Leimotzi lemeima hoche kulu islohu de Shmuel. The Gemara cannot have said that everyone holds like Shmuel. The E, Rabbi Lezer, Islay de Shmuel. If Rabbi Lezer holds also like Shmuel, and the stomach, you lose the whole choiv, Loma Yishava v'yito. Nehei de Leslay de Rabbi Yitzchak, even though he doesn't hold Baal choiv kaina mashkin. Me time the Shmuel Yafsidakil afilu loy pirish v'loy shavi koshkin b'vishavi. So the Gemara had to say, if the Gemara wants to make the machloikis is mid the Rabbi Yitzchak, you have to say none of them hold like Shmuel, because I would say all of them hold like Shmuel. So then Rabbi Lezer is very shver. So why should he swear shaloy poshan? He lost the choiv ba'avedes hamashkin afilu b'deloy shavi. V'ayri b'depirish. If it is speaking about that he was meforish shaloy hafsit, that he won't lose shaloy keneged hamashkin, ha'yecholik Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva would not say that over hamashkin of the ma'iso. So memele, the Gemara had to say that both of them don't hold like Shmuel, because if both of them do hold like Shmuel, but the loy parish is shver abelezer, and the parish is shver abeki. Aval if he gives us Rabbeinu Chananu, but Rabbeinu Chananu has another girsim in Shmuel, the Goris also. Masnisen b'daloi parish. The Mishnah that says that if ovat amashkin loy ovat ala keneged ma'iso, that's speaking about b'daloi parish. If you don't say anything, you don't lose more than the shavius of the mashkin. Ushmuel b'daporish. In Shmuel that says Ovat Kol Moisav is speaking about Davke in a case that the Malveh said, listen, if I lose the Mashkin, I'm losing the whole Choy. But the Polish Yovat Kol Moisav. That is the Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa. V'chein nira l'Rabbeinu Tam Ika, Rabbeinu Tam holds Misvore, Tzichem Estava, like the Rabbeinu Chananel. The ain svore sheyei oved kol ma'oisov b'deloi porish. That means b'deloi porish to say misvore, you lose automatically all your money. It's ichanat mistava. So al kochoch, that's what Shmuel says, that you lose all your money is dafke b'deloi porish. And there is a machlekes, we'll see in a minute. Bahochi perushay. Vahachi perushe. Laman demuki pliktayu b'dishmul. Now let's say argemore. The whole shmul is b'daporish. The Malveh said, listen, if I lose the mashkin, I lose the whole choy. So what is the machloik? In that the moment, say, that's a machloik is Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva. So, What's the svar of Rabbi Lezer? He said clearly, I lose the mashkin, lose the whole choy. Vachi perushe, l'man demuki pluktayu b'dishmur. The Rabbi Lezer less like the shmur. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like shmur. Va'af al gav the porish. Even though he said clearly, listen, if I lose the mashkin, I'm going to lose the whole choy. Lo yoyu. The asmachti, he didn't mean what he's saying. He told him, listen, if I lose the mashkin, you won't have to pay anything. So he didn't mean it. I mean, why should there be gemiras das on such a thing that the malva should be maskim to lose the whole chay if he loses a mashkin akata the maglev? So the kivin the loyibe. So according to Rabbi Lezer, he doesn't hold like Shmuel. He holds that's an asmachta. The kivin the loyibe mois hayeseirim al hamashkin. Doesn't mean what he's saying. Is gam mashineget hamashkin lohivsid, because he said one thing. He said, if I lose the mashkin, I'm going to lose all the money. I'm going to lose all the money. He didn't mean that. So finish. Nothing else was said. He didn't say kineged moisov. He said, I'm asking, I'll lose all the money. And if this he didn't mean, so nothing. So there's no Kabbalah to lose any money. To the Omer Be'ezan Nesher, we had a similar Gemara in Ezan Nesher, the Mikamalei Koni Ligavayne. The Gemara says, if a Levit told the Malva, if I don't pay you in 3 years, this whole field should belong to you, which was worth much more than the Chayv. So the Gemara says, that's an Asmachti, he doesn't mean it. So the Gemara says, but al kaponim keneged the chayv, he could be goyve. So the Gemara says, mikom alei kni legevayne. He did say that. He said, be kind of the whole field. And this he doesn't mean. So he doesn't have any schusim in that field. So Abelezer doesn't hold like Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva sova the loy mikri asmachta. Rabbi Kiva hold, this is not called an asmachta. Ella heiche. The whole din of an asmachta is if I want Yene to rely on me. Keep going. I'm an oris, and I take over a field. So the Bala Sod is afraid what will be, he won't do any avoida on the field. So I'll ever have it. So I tell him, you can trust me. Keep going. Im oiver, v'loy abid. I'll leave the field empty, and I won't work on the field. Ashalim al fezuzim. So this is a agzame. This is, why is he saying it? He's saying it because he wants the Yana should give him the field, and he should trust him. So he says, listen, if I won't do avoid in the field, I'll pay you al fezuzim. So there's a reason to say such a statement, believe the Kisi doesn't mean it. But he wants Yena to rely on him, so he says, Abul Hochet, Hamalve Mochel Kol Choyve, why did the Malve have to say this? The Malve is lending him money. And he's giving him a Mashkin. So if the Malve says, if I lose the Mashkin, I'll lose the whole Choyve, he doesn't. He's saying this on his own free will. He's not saying it, la hasmich, trust me, takel. He's doing the labor favor. And now he's going overboard and he's saying that, you know, if I lose the mashkin, you won't have to pay me anything. So there's no reason for him to say it. He's not doing it for la hasmich al dvor. So if he says it, Rabbi Kiva holds, this is not called an asmachta. And Rabbi Lez holds it is an asmachta. If it's ridiculous, there's no legitimate reason for him to say such a thing, even though he says it, it's an asmachta. Fine. Okay. So kaponim, this is the Rach's Gilsa. The Koshet, the Lefi Gilsa Zu. According to this Gilsa, it comes out, the whole Shmuel is with the Polish. And he said the favor. Loi Porish is everyone holds that Kineged Amashkin. Amai Loi Koma Ochi Kula Alme Islei De Shmuel Heiched De Porish. Everyone holds like Shmuel. Vohochi Bishir Shovi Zuzi Veloi Porish. Here was the Mashkin is worth the amount of the Chayt. Veloi Porish. So it means everyone can hold like Shmuel. Shmuel is speaking about a case of Loi Shavi Shir Zuzay. There is a machlokes. This is a smachta, not a smachta. So you can say, if I can't, everyone agrees to Shmuel,
But it's not a smachta.
And the machlokes here is with the loy parish. There is no shmul. The machlokes is with Rabbi Tzokim et Wadi. According to the Rabbeinu Chananu, why did the Gemara have to say that none of them hold like Shmuel? And we'll see Teisha is a big problem because La Halacha we hold like Shmuel. So say, forget, everyone holds like Shmuel. Shmuel is speaking about a case with the Polish, Loi Shavi. We're speaking about a case with the Loi Polish with the Shavi. It has nothing to do with Shmuel. Why did the Gemara have to say no one holds like Shmuel? Why do you have to say that? The Hilchus of Kibosei de Shmuel, Rav Nachman and Dois feel like Kibosei also. V'yesh loimah, the Sova Gemore, the Ibe de Porish, Mafsit Kol Achoy, and everyone holds that, but the Loi Porish, Namid Mafsit Kineged HaMashkin. So Philo, he didn't say anything, but Kineged Shavyes HaMashkin, the Masha Kineged HaMashkin, Kid the Polish Tobi. Kineged HaMashkin is equivalent to Polish. That means he, you don't have to say Kineged HaMashkin. So therefore, so if everyone holds like Shmuel, and Kineged HaMashkin is Kid the Polish, Lohi Motzameh Mekulah Misle de Shmuel. Im kein rab lezer la mi yishov vi to kom boys of the mashik and ge da mashkin yes lo la has to keep in the is like the shmu fine. So that's why the gemore, that means if we want to say pshat in the machlik is rab lezer and rab kive, we cannot say that the machlik is that everyone holds like shmu. The minute we say everyone holds like shmu, we're stuck with our mishnah. Lo yimotz mem kolam isle de shmu. Yeah. So Taisri said, so Agamari couldn't say this. Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish, Tein Aloche Kishmu, Vitaime, Mishum Dekom Ahochi, he brings the right on Agamari, because the Gemara says, Kulam Alesu Dishmu, Ve'ein Zuraya. It's no Raya. Shekein derech agmore litrois to kulam aleslu, hafogav dechein aloche. Given the leimotze lemeima kulam aleslu. You couldn't say kulam aleslu, so the gmore says kulam aleslu. But does not mean that aloche, we want to say pshat na makhlikas, rabbi kivin rabbi leza. It would be kulam aleslu, so then we wouldn't know pshat na rabbi leza. So that's why the gmore wanted to say kulam aleslu. Makrim said it's machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says Kol Amar Lesel. The machlekes is Rabbi Yitzchak. Look, boy, the Leviim is the Kaimelon Kerabe. We paskin like Rabbi. According to Rabbi, Amal Vala Mashkin theoretically is a Shemachino. So what is the svar of Rabbi Kiva? Al Kochoch, the svar of Rabbi Kiva is like Shmu. Leviim is the Kaimelon Kerabe. Pligi be the Shmu. So we pass like Shmuel. So my mele, so Taisvis is chaylik under Rabbeinu Chananu, who was machia from our Gemara, since our Gemara said the kulam aleslu with Shmuel, and we don't pass like Shmuel. So Taisvis says no, we wanted to say pshat the machloikas, so we couldn't say kulam aleslu with Shmuel, but Allah, so we pass like Shmuel. Now, so Taisa is speaking now, La Locha. Avogab, the Rav, Poligale. Rav is Chaylik HaShmu, the Beperik HaZov, Medami, Plukte, the Rav, the Eirovin, the Plukte, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rebbe, Rabbi V'Eini Shove, Elo Plak. There is a Shaila, if a person gave a partial amount of money, how much is he koine? Is he koine kineged kulei kineged moisov? And this is the Etzim, and the Gemara wants to shtel to this time of Lekis of Hashem Gliel, the Rav by Amashk, the Rebbe by Amashk, by Nishov El Aplak. And this is Rav. Ubishmus Medami Plukta, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rebbe, Lidishmu. So, Bekitzer is Azoy. So, Rav is speaking about a case when the person gave a nerovin to be kind of something, and he only gave, it's only not shove keneged the may of the whole chayfet. The shaila is the amishapah of the whole chayfet or not. The Gemara tells through Tamachlekes Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Baya Mashkin. The Gemara in Shavuos is talking about a Mashkin, and the Gemara tells through Shmuel to this Machlekes Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi with the Shmuel. Now, the Im came, looked at the Shmuel the Rav, when Yemishapor, so we see it's the same Machlekes. He's talking about Mishapor, he's talking about Mashkin. But al kaponim, the size, the zashal of mixas is kind of connected kulay. And we have a klal, the rav le'inyem mishapora di isuri. We have a klal, the loche kerab bi isuri. So lochayrem, al picheshbin, this rav is chayle kashimu, and rav is speaking about a case of mishapora. And Lugavi Isurim, we paskin like Rav, so that would seem we don't paskin like Shmuel. So they says, no. Hochinami di Shmuel, when Yindinya Itme, Shmuel is speaking about a mashkin, which is in a moment, so you can't bring in, that is true, the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. If there was a mashkin connected mixas, if there was a piroin, a rovin connected mixas, is in Yisod one type of a machloikis, but how the achra of the machloikis is, we can't be machia, because we pass from a Rav by Yisurim, even though Rav is talking about Yisurim, but Shmuel is speaking about Dinim, in the line of Dinim, we pass from like Shmuel, so there's no achra how to pass. Vilchus the Kishmuel B'dinim, why the Rabbi Yochanan and Poligad the Rav B'Rovim, and by Yisurim Gufa, Rabbi Yochanan is Chaylik and Rav, the Sova Kishmu, the Kaimalon Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Loch Rabbi Yochanan, Chamach and Kaimalon Medina, who Gabi Kulam, the Sova Kishmu. Fine. So Taisvis is Chaylik and Rabbein Hanano. Taisvis Chaylik and Rabbein Hanano says we don't pass can like Shmu. Taisvis we do pass can like Shmu. He gave him a mashkin, not connected the whole chayv, over the mashkin, over the kol chayv. Leime de Rav Yosef Tanoi, perish kontras, de Rabbe Vadi Tanoi. According to Rabbe Tvada, machloikis Tanoim, because Rabbe Kiva says he's a shayma socha. Lel parashi perik shayni, de Rabbe Vadi, laf Tanoi, muki pluktai, benishmu. Kulam is the Rabba, Abba Rabbi Yosef, Nami Pligi Bidishmu, Rabbeleza, Lav Kemosai. But Rabbeleza, he doesn't look like Shmu, but he doesn't know like Rabbi Yosef also. Now, let us see through Murdiki, Sayyidis to Ketaisusim. So the Gemara wanted to say, according to Rabbi Yosef, the Machlekes, Rabbeleza, And Rabbi Kiva is b'malve hatzorich lemashkin. That means the malve lent the perishitaisus perish pekuntres lehishtamesh. That he lent, he made the halvo because he needs the mashkin lehishtamesh. So Rashi said that is the machloikis Rabbi Leza Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Leza holds since the intent of the halvor was to be mishtamish with the mashkin, so it's not considered he's doing a mitzvah, so he's not potter miputa the Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Kiva says, even though he had an intent to be mishtamish with the mashkin, but mitzvah covered with the halvor, so mainly he's a shema socha on the mashkin as puta the Rabbi Yosef. Perish bekuntris lishtamish. The ain la hakshays le pirushoi, the mai koma la el masnisin de loike Rabbi Elezer. The Gemara said before, machvar to the Mishnah is not according to Rabbi Elezer. Now the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Elezer also holds like Rabbi Yosef, that if a malva or a mashkin, he should be a shema socha on the mashkin als puta the Rabbi Yosef. And there Machloikis is speaking about the Malve Tzorich Lemashkin. He's lending
not l'shem havur, because he wants to use the mask, and then there's no mitzvah. But if he lends l'shem shamayim, everyone holds like Rabbi Yosef, that mitzvah covered. So b'zoi, our Mishnah can be speaking about Hubo al Hamashkin, and he's not tzorich l'shtamish b'mashkin, and Rabbi Lass is also moide, but he's a shame of socha. Why did the Gemara say before machmarta the loikir adalasa? So Tosfos says, "V'sugya d'shmaitin v'lal osi aliba d'rabbe." The whole Gemara before is going aliba d'rabbe, who doesn't hold the Rabbi Yosef, who doesn't hold a put of the Rabbi Yosef. The Kaimelon kibos say, "So memela, so according to Rabbe, he can't say the Shema Sochal put of Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi doesn't know the put of Rabbi Yosef. Inami, he must listen Ayri Be'en Tzorech, if we will say that the Mishnah is speaking Be'en Tzorech Lamashkin, we have a polig Rabbi Yehuda. So he can't say, Rabbi Yehuda says that by Moise is a Shema Chino. So Rashi learned Pshat, Be'mal Ve'Tzorech Lamashkin means he wants to use the Mashkin. And there's a machlokes, Chabalas and Rabbi Kiva, is that called, he did a mitzvah with Talbo, he didn't do a mitzvah with Talbo. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish, Rabbeinu Chananu says, another Pshat in Tzorech Lamashkin. Hainu, She'enei Reitze Lahalvis Loi V'loi Mashkin. That means, he does not want a new type of Tzorech Lamashkin. He will not lend him the money without receiving a mashkin. So according to Rabbi Nechanano, this kasha is not shver. Tosfos as a kasha. That let us say that the Mishnah is going to fill according to Rabbi Loza, the in tzorich lamashkin. According to Rabbi Nechanano, tzorich lamashkin means he will not make the halvah without receiving a mashkin. And the Mishnah is here speaking about that. He'll vow al hamashkin. So you can't say that Rabbi Leza holds that the Mishnah is speaking about tzorich lamashkin. He'll vow al hamashkin. The perushi also shapen leimotzi look masisim be'ein tzorich, because it says he'll vow al hamashkin. Avol ein nire perushi. But Isra says this pshat of Rabbi Nechanano, that if a person lends money only if you'll give a mashkin, that's pshat mal v'tzorich l'mashkin. First of all, the lisha v'tzorich l'mashkin l'mash mochi. Tzorich l'mashkin seems the way Rashi says he wants to use the mashkin, not that he needs the mashkin in order to secure the chayit, number one. Then Tosfos says, forget about the lashon. Why isn't this called a mitzvah? The af al gav the ein roitze lahalbois el al amashkin. He wants to lend money only if he'll give him a mashkin. Aba mitzvah kavid. He's doing a mitzvah. Shebeloi mashkin ein loy lahalbois. It's not mechuyev to lend money without a mashkin. Kiven sheyorei lahavsin. Ve'efshel b'mashkin. So what is pshat in the Rabbeinu Chanan? So Tosfos is chaylik ad Rabbeinu Chanan. There's a moiridik Rashbe. The Rashbe says pshat in the Rabbeinu Chanan. The Rashbe says like this. Rabbi Kiva holds, Malval amashkin means he's only lending the money if he gives him a mashkin. The Shaila is the same apute the Rav Yosef on the Mashkin. Zukta Rajpazai. Ilulei came, if he would not have given him the Mashkin, Loyoye Malvoloi. I mean, the only reason he's lending him the money is because he's giving him a Mashkin. Vekivin Shekain, Mashkin Ze Iker HaMitzvah. That means the Rashba mentions a very important mikud. Pruta de Rav Yosef is, if b'shas, when I'm doing a mitzvah, an oraman will come, I'm potter to give tzedok.
Now, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the halva, or is the mitzvah the mashkin? Now here, so be'etzem, the mitzvah is the halva, that's a mitzvah. But since the mashkin is an intrinsic chelik of the halva, that means without a mashkin, this mitzvah will never come. I won't lend you any money without a mashkin. So receiving the mashke is mesavev, there should be alvo. So it's called, the mitzvah came about when I got the mashke. When you give me the mashke, then I'm going to lend you money. Because without the mashke, I won't lend you money. So memele, the minute I take the mashke, another man will come right now and say, I'm sorry, I'm doing a mitzvah now. Taking the mashkin is a mitzvah because only because of this mashkin I'm going to lend the money. So memele, taking the mashkin is a mitzvah, and I'm potem oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. That was Rabbi Kiva's word. This is the Loshon HaRashba. Ilu leikein lehoyim albaloi. V'kivin shekein, mashkin ze ikar ha-mitzvah. That means the mitzvah of halvo comes about only through the mashkin. Lefichach nase shoy masocha olo, shohu ha-goyrim. The mashkin is the goyrim that there should be alvo. O poitroi milosis putaloni. So the receiving of the mashkin patters him from giving a putaloni. V'rabbeleze sova, iker ha-mitzvah b'milvet luya. No. Let's look at facts. In the right perspective. The mitzvah is to lend the money. Avoloi b'mashkin. There's no mitzvah to get a mashkin. B'mashkin ein ei poitroi ela ha-milvet. The din oisik b'mitzvah potam in ha-mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the lending the money, not the receiving the mashkin. Lefikach ein ei nasa olam shoy mesochom. So Memela, that is the machloikis, that's how the Rashba says, Pshat, the Rabbeinu Chananu. The machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, Amoyradike Pshat, the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, and the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Kiva is, if the whole Havo will only come through that he's giving him a mashkin, is the receiving the mashkin considered a maise ha-mitzvah? And when I get the mashkin, I'm potter to give a putaloni, yes or no? Rabbi Kiva holds, yes, you're potter to give an oni, because this whole havo only comes about through this mashkin. So the receiving, when I get the mashkin, I'm potter from putter to Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, that the mitzvah is not to be, even though it's a goyrem and the dos, but it's not a mitzvah, and therefore there's no p'tur of putter the Rabbi Yosef. Eima the Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Shaloi Bishas Avosai. Now, we have to know, this Taisvis is a moira that can you say this to get Taisvis, to understand Pshat and Rabbi Yitzchok, Balchoyv Kaine Mashkin, what does that mean and what is the Lomdus? Which is a Mordeke, Taisvis is here and Bab Metzia, but it's Mordeke Saidis. Perish Bekunteris, Vishaloi Bishas Alvoi, Alvosoi, Konilei Lishayev Af Ba'onsen. Rashi says, a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvor yechayev ba'onsen. And I'd like a little bit to elaborate what Shitas Rashi is. The Chidushei Horim Koshemishpat Simenayim Beis and there's a ktois
ein Beis, Sifkotten Gimmel, Zadig Zayn, Sifkotten Yod Aleph. They say, Amir de Kipshat Mrashi, Amashkin Shaloi Bishas Halvo, is in Yisod a payment for the Chayv. That means in Yisod the Chayv is paid up already. Shaloi Bishas Halvo, you're supposed to pay up. When Bezen is Goyve the Mashkin, this is the payment for the Chayv. And the Ktzais and the Chedusherim say, Chosmat, the Malbe is the Mashkin, the Leibis and Mechiv, the Pet, you have the Mashkin. You want to get paid? You give me back the Mashkin, I'll pay. Number one. But this in Yisod is a payment from the Chayv. Now, so if it's a payment for the Chayv, so what happens later? But the Leibis has a schus. He can be paid to the Mashkin. That means after Shaloi Bishas Halbo, that means this man, let us be Megashim Binyan. The Leiva was Mechuyiv to pay up the Chayiv, Reish Chaydish Nissen. So it comes, Reish Chaydish Malva comes Reish Chaydish Nissen, where's the payment? He doesn't have what to pay. So Bezen sends a Shliach and gets a Mashkin from the Leiva, and this Mashkin is given to the Malva. Now, halachically, he has to wait another 30 days. That means if the Leiva will come to him in 30 days and give him the money, he gives him back the Mashkin. If in 30 days he doesn't give him the money, he just goes and sells the Mashkin in Bezen. Bezen is shown, but he has a right to sell it and finish it. It's his Mashkin. Zogt, the Ktzais and the Chedusherim, Sarashio, Be'etzim, now the Chayv is paid up already. We got the Chayv, the Mashkin is with it. The Shabbos of the Chayv, you are paid up already. You cannot mum anything from the Leiva. No, the Leiva is a schus, he be paid to his Mashkin. But you're paid up. Therefore, what happens if you lost the Mashkin? I couldn't talk. You lost the Mashkin. You're an honest. What if you're an honest? You got paid up the Chayv now. The Chedush Yerim says a person will buy a chayfetz and he'll give the moicha the money and he'll have the chayfetz. So lose the chayfetz. He'll come to the moicha. I lost the chayfetz. Good, fine. You bought it. It's your chayfetz. You pay me for it. The mashkin, you got paid up the chayf. You lost the mashkin. I couldn't talk. It was an anus. I couldn't talk. You're paid up. The leib is also, but the leib is schutz. It can be paid in the mashkin. But Kol's man is not paid to the Mashkin, it's yours. So Yechai Bonson, not Shaima Yechai Bonson. Yechai Bonson because you got paid up already. So maybe, if whatever happens, you're responsible. This is Shitas Rashi. I do not want to go into what Taisa speaks about the Gemara and Psochem. I just want to understand what Shitas HaTosfos is. Now that's Rashi Shita. Rashi says it by us before. Rashi says he's Chayav Ba'onsen according to Rabbi Yitzchok. Rashi Shekoina Mashkin L'chol Mili L'his Chayav Ba'onsen. That's Shita's Rashi. Now let us just skip a little. Umiyu Nire. Umiyu Nire, it's around 8 lines down. Umiyu Nire, the Shaloi Bishas Avosai Leikoni Lishayev Ba'omse. Taisu says, I am Chaylikan Rashi. Ela Dahavi Shoymer Socha. He's a Shoymer Socha. Damedami Masnisen Diktoni Shoymer Socha Literab Yitzchok. The Gemara wanted to say that the Machlokes, our Mishnah says, Yavor HaMashkin Shomer Socha, and the Gemara wanted to say, the reason is because they hold like Rabbi Yitzchok. No, so you see, Klor, that he's a Shomer Socha, not Chai Bonson. Yeah. The tzorech leforish. Now Tosfos has a meridike problem, and this a meridike side is the ketosis. מאיזה טעם ישי מסוך? What is פשט? ברחוב קיינה משקן, מישהו שי מסוך. די חושב קניין גומל, if it's considered that he got paid already, he got paid the חוב with the משקן, אפילו בונצן ישחי. So then if he got lost, he should have bonson. V'ilei choshev kinyin gomel, if he didn't get paid, so where's the Hashem HaSocha? Loi yiyya afilu Hashem HaSocha. This is a moira dikekashe. She Taisus holds he's a Hashem HaSocha, so Taisus, how does he become a Hashem HaSocha? V'yesh loima. Now, Taisus says a moira dikekashe, which needs a bill. V'ahiyya no. שיוכל לקדש בוי אסו אישה, כדמרינה פרקם בדקדוש, וקיצ'ו במשקן באחר מקדשת. He can use this משקן לקדש בוי אישה, ולכנס בוי עבודם, וקרקויס, הווי עלי שוי מרסוח. ולפי זה, הוד האומה קיצ'ו במשקן מקדשת, היינו דווקא במשכן שמשכנוי שלוי בשעס הלכו. Now, I'd like to elaborate פשט in this תאיסוויץ. There's a מורדיקה חידושי ערים that says פשט in תאיסוויץ. חידושי ערים, again, is in חיישי משפטיים בייס, סיב בייס, אייסיות. is mevayel shitas ha-toisves. It's a moiridike deal to understand shitas ha-toisves. The shach mochitzich ha-toisves. The chdush yorim says as follows. Let us just give a little hakdome to speak about something else. And then we'll come back to our toisves. There's a gemore in ha-mafgid. The Gemara speaks about poro l'kfeilo. What does poro l'kfeilo mean? Poro l'kfeilo means that Reuven has a poro. The poro belongs to Reuven. It's Reuven's poro. Reuven gechecht the poro. Reuven kumik with the poro. It's Reuven's poro. But he's makna to Shimon that if this poro gets stolen and the ganef will be found, the kefil goes to you. So what does that mean? So that means a poro has a multitude of shimushim. You can shech the poro, you can work with the poro. You can do a lot of things with the poro. One of the shimushim of a poro is if it gets stolen, and you shech dal, you pay dal vehei. So the one of the shimushim of the poro is that if it's stolen, the owner gets dal vehei. If it's stolen, you get careful. Now, so what does that mean? So that means we split the bailus of the poor. Legabi a certain Indian, legabi a certain schus, it belongs to Shimon. Legabi careful, gabi the schus careful, it's Shimon's poor. That's why he gets the careful, because it's his poor. If it's geshochen, we'll get all the way. Legabi all other things, it's Chumetz Poro. So we see if a object has a multitude of usages, the ownership of this object can be divided between different people. It can belong to Reuven for one thing, for Shimon another thing. That's a moshul from the Gemara in Amav. Now, the Chiddush Yerim says, Amor de Kibir. Shittas HaTosfos is, Bal Choyv Koine Mashke. That means, Shaloi Bishas Albo. He gets the Mashke. So, the Chiddush Yerim Azoi. Was the Choyv paid up? No. You owe me the money. You owe me the money. Yeah, this is not paid up. The Torah gave me a schus in this Mashke. It's mine to make a kinyan with. With it. I can be a koine neved with it. We'll see Taisvis later. I can make a kinyan chalipin with it. For kinyonim, it's mine. For all other things, it's yours. So that means like this, I'm allowed to sleep on it? No. And I'm mechuyev to give it to you because it's mine to make kinyonim. So if I give it to you, l'chayi tzedokeh, so if I kelt, it's mine to make a kinyon with. I keep a mekadesh anisha with it. So I have a bailus in the mashkin. The Torah gave me a bailus in the mashkin. That's a taish balchoy koine mashkin. It has nothing to do with the choy. You owe me the money. The choy was not paid up. You owe me the money. Now, but I have a bailus in this, and this bailus is fakel. It's worth money. I can be mekadesh anisha. I can be koine nevet. I can make a kinyan chalipon with it. So that's balchoy koine mask. Fine. Now, how do we jump to him becoming a shema socher? He becomes a shema socher. If we look at the mashkin has a multitude of usages. He has an ownership on one thing. He can make a ma'aseh kinyan with it. But gabi all other things, it belongs to the leiver. It belongs to the leiver. So I have your chafetz by me, and I can derive benefit. Therefore, this benefit, what I have from this chafetz, is worth money. So therefore, on the rest of the chafetz, that means I'm not a complete bailam on the chafetz. The chafetz theoretically has a multitude of usages, and these usages belong to the loiva, not to the malva. No, the Torah gave the malva the schus. The Torah gave the malva the schus that to make kinyonim it's the malvas. This is a yisran schus that the Torah gave him. And this is worth money. This is a usage. So because of this, that this benefit I'm deriving from your mashkin, I become a shema socha on yours. That means on the chelik that's not mine, I'm a shema, and I'm a shema socha because I'm getting something from this mashkin. That's why he's a shema socha. So now let us see, that's what Tosfos says. Behi hano sheyochel lekadosh paisa ish kumi pekama dekdushin. The kitcha b'mashkin d'achem b'kodeshes v'liknas b'yavodim v'kakois. I have something with which to make kinyonim it. I have a havelei shem mesoch l'fiza oda oma kitcha b'mashkin b'kodeshes. Aino davke b'mashkin shemashkin oishaloi b'shas alvoso. Because the kinyon is, I only acquire the kinyon b'alchoyt koin b'mashkin shaloi b'shas alvoso. The kinyan is akimim mekadosh anisha, akimim kain avodim, kain kakois. So this kinyan I acquire shalei b'shas avod. So then I'm a shei mesoch. Ve'im toima v'lome yichoshev shei mesoch b'shvil kach. V'like, what benefit I'm deriving? V'like, kach ha'yoyochel lekadosh b'mois. And if I wouldn't have the mashkin, and I wouldn't have lent you money, I could have been mekadosh anisha with this money. What are you being mahanami? Yeshleimus Atosfos says that was past history. That means before you lent the money, you didn't need his mashkin. Abakimin da achshav shenoytel hamashkin ein ma'osav biyodai. Now he doesn't have any money. I lent him the money before. Choshev shaymer socha v'sheyachalas is b'kedushin. So now I'm deriving a benefit from your keli that I can be mekadesh anisha. Beginian, I can be kind of kalke. Boy, the chalipin yochalot lasis b'mashkin. Now that I have the mashkin, I can make kinyi chalipin. Mashle hoye yochalasis b'mois. That means before the halvo, I couldn't make kinyi chalipin. They might be in nasa chalipin. So memele, so that is why he is a shayma sochal. He's a shayma sochal for the kinyan that he derived now, shalei b'shas alvo. So this is al kaponim shitas ha-Tosfos.